It's time for Rhema for Today.
You see, even when you doubt, you still believe something. You just believe the wrong thing. Doubt is the negative side of faith, you see. And even people who doubt still believe something, but they're believing the wrong thing. Now take that same faith and start believing the right thing. Like F.F. Bosworth said, doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. Let me say that again now. Bosworth said, doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. A lot of people believe their doubts and doubt their beliefs.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, whether you realize it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you're conscious of it or not, what you say is your faith speaking. Or we could put it another way, what you say is your lack of faith speaking. Now, did you ever stop to think about it, really, if you'd get over on the negative side, that even people who doubt still have faith and still believe something? I said even people who doubt still believe something. Let me prove that to you. Right here in the fifth chapter, all you got to do is just turn, well, most Bibles, one page, unless you know, to the fourth chapter of Mark. And let's read a little story here that happened under the ministry of Jesus. Let's start reading with the 36th verse. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, How is it that you're so fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Now, they didn't have any faith on the positive side, but they did have faith on the negative side. They believed this going down. See, they doubted his word. He didn't say, let's go halfway and sink. When they got on board the ship, he said, let us pass over to the other side. So he's already said that he goes to sleep. The storm's on, but it hadn't bothered him. He's asleep. The waves beat into the ship. He's in the hinder part of the ship, sleep on a pillow. Because he didn't say, let's go halfway across and sink. He said, let's pass over to the other side. See, they've got his word for it, the master's word. Let's pass over to the other side. But they didn't believe that they was going to pass over to the other side. They doubted his word, see, and believed the wrong thing. They believed they were going down because they asked him when they awakened him, carest thou not that we perish? Didn't it? You see, even when you doubt, you still believe something. You just believe the wrong thing. Doubt is the negative side of faith, you see. And even people who doubt still believe something, but they're believing the wrong thing. Now take that same faith and start believing the right thing. Like F.F. Bosworth said, doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. Let me say that again now. Bosworth said, doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. A lot of people believe their doubts and doubt their beliefs. And that's what gets them down. Amen. Did you get that? Bosworth said something else I thought was good. He said, starve your doubts and feed your faith. You feed your faith on the Word of God and starve your doubts by not feeding them or thinking or talking about it. Are you listening? Amen. Now, those are sledgehammer blows, whether you realize it or not. They're just a shovel full of blessing if you're able to receive it. All right, you can see the faith of this woman then. You can see her faith. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And Jesus said, he said unto her, daughter, thy faith's made thee whole. Then what she said was her faith speaking. Now, I told you yesterday, and I'll pick up where I left off yesterday, because it was from, and I'll not go into detail about that, but it's from this scripture that I received revelation 47 years ago this coming November. Just a 16-year-old boy on the bed of sickness, given up to die by medical science. 5 doctors said I had to die, couldn't live. I was debating the question, you see, because I'd got a hold of Mark 11, 23 and 24. Mark 11, 24 particularly that said, what things ever you desire when you pray, believe you'll receive them and you'll have them. And if that verse is true, I said, I'm coming off of this bed. But you see, the devil told my head, well, that doesn't mean what things ever you desire, like healing for the body or financial blessings. That just means spiritual things. Whatever things ever you desire spiritually, when you pray, believe you'll receive them and you'll have them. And that is a lie of the devil. And I'm sorry, you know, I listened to it. The reason I listened to it, because I had heard wrong teaching and wrong preaching, you see. And so it was as I meditated in the scriptures that the Spirit of God said to me, on the inside of me, I'm born again, the Spirit of God's in me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. I'm not talking about being baptized with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about having the Spirit of God in you and the new birth, which is entirely different of being filled with the Holy Ghost. And so he said to me, Jesus said he would. Jesus said that he'll bring to your remembrance what the things are ever I've said to you. Jesus said when he's come, he'll guide you into all truth. He was guiding me into truth. Did you notice? I heard these words inside me, way down here deep inside me. Did you notice that in Mark the 5th chapter, the story of the healing of the woman with the issue of blood, that Jesus said her faith made her whole? And right out loud, I said, no, I never noticed that. And so I turned my Bible back before I was reading my Bible. I didn't have good use of my hands. I think it took me 10 minutes to turn 5 pages because I was partially paralyzed. And so I turned back to that chapter and read the whole story and got down to the 34th verse, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole, and was surprised in my room by myself, bedfast. I spoke right out loud and said, well, it does say that. Yeah, it does. It says her faith made her whole. And then on the inside of me, I heard these words. Did you ever hear? I knew it was the Lord by the Spirit speaking to my spirit. Did you ever hear anybody say, faith's been done away with? Now, you see, we heard people say healing's been done away with, miracles have been done away with. Those things are not for us nowadays. Of course, they never gave any scripture to prove it, but they just said it. A lot of us swallowed it. Amen. And so, did you ever hear anybody say, faith's been done away with? Well, I thought about it for a while, and then I said, no. I answered back and said, no, I never heard that. And then I heard these words here in me. No, and you never will. For if faith has been done away with, then there are no Christians. There is no one saved today. There is no church. For Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. And I remember with surprise then, I said out loud, well, that's right. I never thought of that. That came as real revelation to me. That's right. If faith's been done away with, I didn't know what he's leading me into, you see. But I said, if faith's been done away with, then that's true. Then there are no Christians today. There is not one single person that's saved. There is no church in the earth today if faith's been done away with, because you can't be saved without it. That's right. And then I heard these words. If faith hadn't been done away with, and her faith made her whole, then your faith can make you whole. And I saw it. I saw it. Now, I knew right then, that I didn't need any more faith than what I already had to make me whole. I remember Dr. Hulken, you know, pastor First Baptist Church down here in Tulsa. Well, you folks from out of the state don't know that. But a very outstanding and lovely man of God. Last spring came here and visited us, you know, and sat out in my office and visited with me for quite a while. And he said to me, Brother Hagin, I'm not a cynic. I believe in what you're doing. I believe it's of God. I believe God's in it. I believe God raised you up for this purpose. He said, I believe God raises people up for certain purpose. He said, of course, I personally believe this. He said, I know this. I know that we Baptists preach faith for salvation and stop right there. But I know this because I know in my Bible that faith goes beyond that. And so to get us to see it, God raises up people like you, you see, trying to get it over to us that we can receive other victories by faith, not only salvation. Well, he's right about that. That's true, and God did raise me up. Praise God. I heard a voice speak from heaven and say, I want you to go teach my people faith. Praise God. I mean, after all this happened. But I got that much light. I knew then that I didn't need any more faith than what I already had to make me whole. Because he said, if her faith made her whole, your faith can make you whole. I knew I had to have faith or couldn't be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. Isn't that what he said? But did you know that I stayed there in bed from November of 1933 till August of 1934? 9 more months? 9 more months? Helpless? 9 more months? Helpless? Bedfast? But why did you stay there so long? Well, it's so simple now, you know, almost blush, you know, hide my face in shame. You know what I mean? I knew my faith would do it. I couldn't figure out how to put my faith to work. I couldn't understand how to turn it loose.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Our parents are on the road. In fact, they're going to be in Champaign, Illinois, starting Sunday night, August 17th. They're going to be at Midwest Believers Church. That's Pastor Trent and Rhonda Cloyne. And if you want to, they'll be there Sunday through Tuesday. If you want to find more information about that, if you go to rhema.org/LFC. And then they're going to be in Newark, Ohio, More Life Church. That's Pastor Josh and Angie Pennington. And that's August 20th through the 22nd. That's Wednesday through Friday. Like I said, rhema.org, LFC. You can find more information about their Living Faith conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.